Listener production. Albo gives his first speech after being sworn in as our new PM and monkeypox spreading around the globe. It's Monday, May 23rd. I'm Isabel Everett and this is your afternoon news briefing. Anthony Albanese is on board a plane to Japan for his first official trip as the Prime Minister of Australia just hours after being sworn into the top job. In his first speech as PM, he says he's already requested moves be made to create a federal ICAC.
I said on Saturday the how was just as important as the what, and indeed it is. I want to bring people together and I want to change the way that politics is conducted in this country. We will establish a National Anti-Corruption Commission. I've asked for that work to begin already.
New PM is headed for Tokyo with Senator Penny Wong, who's been sworn in as the Foreign Affairs Minister. They'll meet with US President Joe Biden and leaders of India and Japan at the Quad meeting. While Josh Frydenberg has formally conceded the loss of his seat of Kooyong, the former treasurer resisted making a formal announcement until today, noting it was still possible for him to retain his position with postal votes still being counted. But he's today congratulated independent Monique Ryan.
It's been an incredible privilege to be the member for Kooyong over the past 12 years. Every day, I've given my all to the job, inspired by the people that I've met.
Meanwhile, Labor's win will see the release of the Bilawila family, Albo promising to allow the two children and their parents to leave detention in Perth and return to their home in Queensland. Family friend Simone Cameron has told us they all gathered to watch the election over the weekend.
Sort of been just swinging from joy to disbelief ever since. And it's just such a wonderful thing because finally, after a lifetime of struggle, this lovely family are going to be able to have some safety and some security in Australia, which is all they ever wanted for their little girl.
Monkeypox has now been detected in around 15 countries as Switzerland, Israel and Austria have now confirmed cases of the viral infection. The first Australian cases were confirmed in New South Wales and Victoria last week in two people who flew in from overseas. Dr. Chris Moy from the AMA says they're looking to see if it's spread to other passengers on those flights, but it's not something we should all be worried about.
Been a couple of flights where this may have occurred. Again, it's relatively hard to catch because it's usually either prolonged contact, more skin to skin, then droplet or aerosol spread.
And Queensland's reputation as the Sunshine State has taken a hammering this month. New stats from the Weather Bureau show it's only averaged 3 hours of sunlight per day so far this month. Listener.